Welcome to the Bearded Banter Podcast, where we'll discuss everything gaming. So sit on back and listen up. Get your headphones ready, we're gonna discuss video games, it's gonna be fun. A winnow time for everyone. Wow.
Yo, check it. Reaganomics.
You guys can just skip that if you want to.
No, you can't. But anyway, welcome back to Bearded Banter, episode 31, I believe, the gaming podcast where...
we basically just talk about whatever the fuck we want.
Yeah, really. Basically. I'm your host, The Bearded One. With me is my co-host, Random Richard, as always.
It's good to be back after a... you know what? The semester didn't even feel that long. Honestly, it feels like September to April just blew right by.
Meh.
Albeit painfully. But
yeah,
you know.
Painfully. Just a word of advice. Keep your voice a little down. My dad's trying to nap. Because he works the night shift. But anyway.
That won't be a problem. I have gonorrhea.
Dude. You should have told me about that.
Just kidding. Well, I feared you would leave me. I mean, yeah, I can't deal with that.
Just to clarify, me and Bearded One are not in a homosexual relationship. However, we are in full support of the LGBTI community.
Yep. I mean, I feel like you and I... remember when we used to talk about games? Because yeah. I don't. But like, I feel like you and I, because we're best friends, I feel like we have a close enough friendship where we can act gay, and it doesn't seem weird. I know Joe and I can.
Yeah, you and Joe are probably a little bit more so than me and...
But anyway, welcome back to Bearded Banter. It's been a while since we've done this, and we apologize for the absence, but school is a bitch.
Literally, like... well, actually... fuck is my sock card in? Okay, but... well, basically, you know what? I think I actually kind of lucked out this semester, because the workload was not that bad. I mean, it was bad in some places, but, like, for the most part, it was just, like, this was easy. Because one thing I've actually noticed about myself recently is, while everybody else bitches and complains about the intense amount of work they have... keyword, intense. I'm doing quotations with my fingers, by the way. When I get an assignment, I don't bitch about it. I get it done as soon as I can. I don't whine about it and leave it till the last night. Although I'm guilty of doing that as much as anybody else, but...
I'm not exactly like that. I do procrastinate, and I usually do get most of my assignments done, like, the last few days. But I still get good grades on them.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Post-secondary is not really that tough. I mean, next year, I'll have a totally different opinion on this, but, like...
yeah.
Because next year, I hear...
next year's gonna rock our shit.
Next year, I'm hearing we get loaded down. I'm just like, fuck me.
Yeah. Really gotta crack down next year. But anyway,
that won't be a problem.
So, yeah, I thought, let's just throw the banter format out the window for this episode. Since it's been so long since we've done this, let's just have a big general discussion episode. So,
basically discussion on whatever the hell we feel like.
Gaming related.
Basically.
But yeah, Riley, I wanted to talk to you about something.
Whoa, on
have
here?
Have you been following the Wii lately?
Wii or Wii U?
Wii.
I have one in my room now, because I actually just recently got a TV in my room. Why am I looking at the laptop every time I talk?
It's not Conan O'Brien.
I have not been following the Wii lately, so you're gonna have to fill me in on this.
Okay, well, as you know today, today, the day we're recording this, there's new Let's Play footage going up, Mario Party. So, yeah, you can probably guess what that's like. But, yeah, we were playing it on the Virtual Console last week, and then, after we were done, there was a message on the Wii, because you know when you have a message it glows blue?
Yeah, that weird thing that annoys me at night.
Yeah, so I, like, left it for, like, 5 days, I'm like, I don't really care enough to check it, and then...
fuck it.
And then yesterday I checked, I'm like, fine, let's see what's going on here. Apparently, Nintendo is discontinuing Nintendo Wi-Fi on the Wii.
Are you fucking serious?
Yeah, so,
a little too faithful in the Wii U there, aren't we?
Yeah, right. So, I got a bunch of messages from Nintendo saying that, they're getting rid of a bunch of channels. They're discontinuing Nintendo Wi-Fi connection, so, like...
and the two games it worked with?
Yeah. So, any online Wii games, after, I think, May 20th, you won't be able to play online anymore.
Fuck.
Then again, Nintendo was never known for their internet.
I mean, you know as well as I know the difficulties of, Brawl.
oh, Brawl fucking
You know what's wonderful?
Sucked.
1 frame per minute. No, mm-hmm. 2 frames per minute of Wi-Fi.
But you know what game worked really well on Nintendo Wi-Fi? Mario Kart.
Mario Kart worked wonderfully. I don't think I had... Well, there was glitches here and there, but I don't really remember there being too many problems.
Yeah, I remember the few times I did play Mario Kart online, it worked beautifully.
I haven't played online Mario Kart since, I want to say, 2008,
Well, you won't be
maybe.
Able to after May 20th.
Apparently. Although I have Mario Kart on the 3DS, so...
Yeah, true. Mario Kart 7. Mario Kart 8's coming out at the end of the month, too.
Yeah, but I don't have a Wii U, nor do I want to buy one, nor am I compelled to buy one, so...
Nor do I care right now.
Yeah, I mean,
honestly,
you know what?
The only Wii U game I want to play is 3D World.
3D World
looks
incredible. And even PS4 right now is basically just an Infamous and a FIFA machine right now. A $400 one, albeit.
Yeah, that's the thing with next-generation systems. Sure, there's so much hype built around them that everyone buys them at launch, even though there's no games for them.
Every console is like this.
Every
console
is like that.
Every single console. And, like, I remember... Oh, I don't
Talk
really
to the
remember.
PS3 about that. Am I alright?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, even from what my brothers have told me, when the PS2 came out back when we were still in kindergarten, 2000, mm-hmm. There were pretty much no games at launch. Like, I can show you later a list of all the PS2 games that came out launch in North America.
I think...
And they're not that good.
I think it was either... I can't remember exactly when I got a PS2. It was either 2000 or 2001. I either got it the year of release or the year after. But yeah, I was the old freaking brick PS2 I overheated.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Ours overheated too. Then I think around the time San Andreas came out,
we got a Slim. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think it came out for that game, if I remember.
Mm.
I think it did.
I don't remember.
I might be wrong, but
I remember exactly how it happened. 2004, I got Ratchet and Clank Up Your Arsenal, and I loved that game to death. And I played it so much that I overheated the PS2. And you know how I figured? No slow clap. Don't even think about it. You done?
YOLO!
You done?
Yeah.
But, yeah, I remember exactly how it happened. I played that game so much that I overheated it. And I remember I was playing it one day, and then all of a sudden, Ratchet got locked in a first-person view, and he would look up and, like, spin circles, and I was doing nothing. I was like, what the hell's going on here? So I turned the game off, and I took it out before any... I thought the game was break. It was about to break, so I took it out before any other damage could happen. And I told my parents about it. They flipped it over. Huge bubble on the bottom.
Oh, shit. Are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, those things had a really bad problem with overheating.
Yeah. I think it was because we had ours on its side.
Like, vertical?
No, like, horizontal.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and, like, the brick PS2s were meant to be vertical, but we didn't have it like that.
Yeah, they even included the stand. They have it for all PlayStations, the vertical stand.
Yeah.
But it was honestly easier. I just simply did not have the room to have it vertical.
Yeah. But then the PS2 Slim was a top loader, so we didn't have to worry about that.
Yeah, I mean, that thing is so much freaking smaller.
Yeah. And then every PS3 either had a disc slot or, like, this one, it's a top loader.
Yeah, yours is the top loader.
Yeah, mine is the most current model, the Super Slim.
Yeah, look at that shit.
Which is not backwards compatible at all, but it has 500 gig hard drive.
PS3 has always had a problem with backwards compatibility. Apparently it costs more to actually make it backwards compatible.
That's stupid.
Which I'm calling bullshit on. I mean, I'm not a technical guy.
Did you know that all the original PS3 models were backwards compatible?
Yeah, but then they dropped that. Price drop.
Yeah, and then as the SKUs went on, they... just dropped it.
I don't know, I'm not big on technical specs, but I know somehow that it's more expensive to have it backwards compatible, which I'm calling bullshit on because they can play DVDs,
they can play Blu-rays, it's a fucking Blu-ray player,
Fuck,
and they can't be backwards compatible.
They can play Laserdisc, for all I know.
Yeah.
That's an obscure media format for you and me.
Which, by the way, I don't have any Blu-rays yet.
That's okay. Don't even worry about it.
Yeah, I'd rather just... The way I've been dealing with movies is I download them, I try to download the highest quality version I can, and then I put it on my sister's laptop, and then I HDMI it to the big screen and watch it like that.
Or if you're like me, like, I have a... We're gonna be watching this later, but totally referencing our plans on video. I have the Lego Movie. Obviously, sort of film in the theater, but good sound quality. And I have it on a flash drive, and I can play it on Xbox, PS3, I guess.
I think Xbox would be best.
Probably. I think you can do it on PS3, but we're just doing it on Xbox.
Yeah, it's easier.
Yeah.
I haven't really tried video on PS3 yet.
I'm guessing it does work, because, like, I've played DVDs just fine on my PS3. I've actually never tried it with a flash drive.
Yeah. The only thing I've used a flash drive for was ripping off soundtracks. Because, I remember I showed you this last time you were over. Journey Collector's Edition.
Yeah, you were telling me about that.
Yeah, this game, for any of you who don't know, Journey, the big indie hit that came out for the PS3 in 2012, it just recently had a physical Collector's Edition release, which came with Journey and Flow and Flower, all of that game company's games. And it also came with a bunch of bonus content, including the soundtracks for all three games. So what you would do is you would load this disc into the PS3, and then it would be like a three-way split menu. You could pick Journey, Flower, or Flow, and then you would go into the menu, and it would be like, install the game, play the trailer, hear director commentary, or it would be like, extract soundtrack. And then through that, it would extract the soundtrack that was on the disc
and
to
save it
to the PS3 menu. And then what I did was I took my flash drive and I just put it on there, and then I put it on my computer. And now I have it on my iPod.
Even though it's probably on Pirate Bay right now, for all we know.
Yeah, probably, but hey, I got this with the games, so.
You're supporting them in a weird sense. Yeah.
But this game's awesome.
You know what? I want to try Journey later.
We already played it.
Yeah, but I want to try it again later.
Okay. Yeah, because I was like, we played it last time, and I think you almost got to the end, actually. You were at the mountain.
I almost did. Yeah, yeah. It's not that long of a game.
It's really... I
did skip a lot of it, though.
Yeah, I think you teleported somewhere.
Yeah.
I do plan on playing Journey for the channel at some point. It's like a two-hour game, but it's incredible.
You should.
And fucking Flower. Oh, man. I mean, Flow is good. Flow is a really good game, but
Flow reminds me a little too much of Spore.
Really, yeah. Except there's no evolution.
Well, off topic as shit right now, but Spore... me and my brother were actually discussing this game recently because he was down for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And Spore, we came to the conclusion, was a game that they hyped up to be the best thing since SimCity came out, but it just was not executed well. Like, Spore was really not that good of a game at all.
Haven't played it.
It got boring fast. You know, once you get out of the cell stage, which is a lot like Flow,
mm-hmm.
and after that you get to the creature stage, then after that you get into the tribal stage where you have to set up civilizations, which...
Boring. Yeah, I've been watching a Let's Play of Spore just to see what it's like. And I've gotten to the tribal stage, and I'm like, okay, at this point, I don't really care anymore.
It gets pretty dumb after a while. I hear there's a fourth Sims coming out.
Is there? Sims 4?
I hear it's in development.
Huh. Well, that's interesting.
Sims 3 came out like fucking 5 years ago.
Did it?
I think.
Wow.
I might be wrong, but it came out a while ago. Like, I remember it was early high school or late grade school, so...
You know a game developer is cool when the manual for their game is basically just a diary.
Yeah.
I mean, they're like, we don't have to explain our games. Let's just make an actual manual that people will want to read.
Or better yet, let's just let people figure it out on their own.
Or let's make an actual manual for the sake of having a manual.
Or let's have a manual that has color in it and is not just a sheet of toilet paper shoved in with the game.
Yeah, true enough.
Like so many are these days.
Like every game nowadays.
Well.
Mostly.
Nintendo, I think, is one of the last companies to, you know, still
They're even starting to go that way.
I know. At least their color, though. I mean, it's basically just, like, pull-out sheets.
Like, it's just a pull-out. It's like a poster kind of
like,
thing.
Like, here, I have a...
You have Mario 3D Land, don't you?
Yep. And,
Yeah, and it has that little, like, starters, like, fold-out poster kind of thing.
Well, I think they figure that. People at least know how to play Mario games after 30 years, so...
Yeah, you're right.
Like, if you don't know how to play a Mario game by this point, I mean... Unless you're a little kid, I think you got problems.
Yeah. It was funny when Mario Galaxy 2 came out, there was like a UK special edition that came with a DVD to tell you how to play the game, and I'm like, are you fucking kidding me?
I think they did that for the Americans, because Japan, I think, may still hate America after the whole nuking incident, but it's just like, you know what, Americans, you're stupid. I mean, we gave you the shitty version of Mario 2, because you're too stupid to handle a real game.
Doki Doki Mario.
You're checking out the Journey case.
Yeah. Because it has a reversible cover.
Those are cool.
I just wanted to see what it looks like.
Those are actually really cool.
Yeah, they are really nice. I love it when games do that, when they put something on the inside.
You know what? Games should go into more effort for these kind of things.
Okay. Yeah. Well, it seems developers and console manufacturers, for that matter, just want to go all digital nowadays.
Which, you know, they gotta get with the, you know, getting with the times.
Yeah, gotta get with the times, but there's nothing beats getting a physical game and then putting it on your shelf.
Yeah, like, a Steam library is fun, but I like...
I like to display my games.
I know, I'm looking at all the games on your shelf. I'm looking at all the games on your shelf there, and I'm going, that's nice.
Yeah.
Like, even the games I got, which is roughly about the same as what you got.
Okay, what do you think?
Looks good to me. Looks good to me.
And Flower on the back.
And looks good to me.
I don't know, I kind of like the original cover better. Just because it's more traditional, I guess.
Oh, you're going for tradition over here. Yeah. We got a Republican over here.
Shut the fuck up. Anyway, but yeah, I feel like they want to keep up with current times, but, like, nothing beats the feeling of getting a new game and then finding a place for it on your shelf.
I think all digital games, like, I think the idea of having every game, like, be digital download is still a ways away. Like, people still like being able to pull a game off a shelf. Even young kids like doing that, like, taking the disc out and putting it in the system.
Yeah.
I think we got a ways to go before we go all digital, so I don't think we have to worry.
Hopefully.
I mean, Steam is getting very, very popular now, but...
Yeah. That's why I don't like... If it's a download-only game, like if it's an arcade game or an indie game
it
that's
just
download-only...
Feel...
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, like, if it's a game that I know is download-only and there's no other way I can purchase it, I'm like, that's fine, because, you know, it was meant to be like that. But if you have, like, a game that I know has had a physical retail release...
You're more likely to buy that.
And I get a digital copy, I'm just like, I'd rather have this on the shelf, you know?
Yeah, really, I mean, like...
That's why, like, all the games I get on PS Plus for free digital copies, I'm just like, could I burn this onto a disc and then put it up there? Because...
Buy another case off of Amazon, print off a case,
which... I guess you could say I'm a collector, I guess. Or, like, I'm more of, like, I'm a displayer, you know?
Well, yeah, like, I collect,
Because I just think that looks cool.
Yeah, like, I almost want to get a photo of it and edit that in, but... But you do that.
Yeah, I do that.
I mean, it does... It looks nice, you know? It says, you know, hey, this dude is a gamer.
Yeah.
This dude collects video games. This is the kind of games this guy likes, and this is the kind of games that have more dust on the top this guy doesn't like.
Just putting that back on the shelf.
It's like me with flags. Like, you know me, I collect flags, right?
Yeah.
I have, like, a literal ton hanging in my room.
Do you still have the Assassin's Creed 3 one?
I never had that one.
No?
No.
I thought you did.
My cousin did, but...
Oh. I thought you got it with the steel case.
Yeah, but it didn't come with the flag.
Oh, that's
nice. I was a little disappointed. My cousin got it with the figure of Connor and the American flag. I actually asked if he still wanted it. He said yes. Now, just how he is, he'll have a bunch of shit in his house and say, oh, I don't use it. Can I have it? No.
Yeah. You know those kind of people on YouTube you see who make gaming videos and, like, their background is, like, their big gaming collection with, like, a bunch of shelves of, like, full of games and, like, figurines and all this other memorabilia? I want to be like that one day.
Yeah, I know. I just want to have them, like, AVGN style.
Yeah. Well, maybe not as big as him.
No, because...
But, like, something contribution.
I'd be a little nervous having that in my house.
Yeah. He's gone on record saying it's a huge fire hazard.
Yeah, I mean, that guy probably... He even showed it off in a video that he has, like, a... surge protectors up the ass.
Yeah.
He's very careful about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm assuming there's probably fire hydrants, fire extinguishers hidden everywhere.
Oh, yeah, probably.
Like, probably hit the chair, one falls out. Ooh, you want some berry cupcake gum?
What the fuck?
It's one of those, I had a key lime pie one. It was actually really good.
Juicy fruit desserts. This is interesting.
I've come to the conclusion that a lot of women are like Chiclets. They lose their flavor after 5 seconds.
Traditional slow clap.
You remember Chiclets?
No, not really.
They were. I always got them in Halloween. They came in little packages. They were like two little pieces of gum. They tasted great for 2 seconds. Then they were.
Excuse you.
Oh yeah, thank you. They tasted great for 2 seconds, and they sucked ass. Have you heard anything about a new Call of Duty?
They're working on it.
Really?
Yep.
Just fucking let it.
But
go.
That's actually good. That's actually good that you brought it up because it's a topic we could talk about.
We're going to be chewing gum in the video. That's going to get annoying.
Call of Duty has gone to a 3-year development cycle.
A what?
A 3-year development cycle.
Because
you know how it was 2 years between Infinity Ward and Treyarch? Now Sledgehammer is going to be making games. So this year's game is going to be developed by Sledgehammer. And then next year's will be Treyarch, and then the year after that will be Infinity Ward. So each game will now have a 3-year development cycle.
Can they just let it go?
No. It's the highest grossing game series of all time.
Apparently.
Or, should I say, the highest-grossing entertainment franchise of all time.
If you call that entertainment, then rubbing my ass on the floor is entertainment.
Like, as I've said many times on this show, I cannot stand the current Call of Duty games. Because they're all the same goddamn
thing. It's a unanimous opinion between all of us.
Because they're all the same goddamn game at this point. However, these two games, COD 4 and World at War, these are the best the series has ever been, and probably ever will be.
I love World at War.
World at War is fucking great.
I'm just going to say on record, I love World at War. It's a game I will pop in and, you know, not care.
Yeah. Zombies, multiplayer, even campaign.
World War II.
I'll play this game anytime. Same with this one. I fucking love COD 4.
I like that game. I have not played that game in a long time.
Yeah, I love this game.
People are still playing online that.
Mm-hmm. Like, the last time I was on, I think it was like 13,000 people online.
Not bad.
Which is still a considerable amount for, you know, going on 7-year-old game.
Seven years, right.
This November.
Oh my god, you're right.
Same with Halo 3.
I remember we got that game when we got the PS3 in my house.
I remember I got this when I got my Xbox in 2009. This was like one of the first games I got.
Mm.
Which, you know, good way to start off a new console life.
When we got the PS3, I think it was like April 2008, we got a lot of games that were 4s. We got Metal Gear Solid 4 that June, I think. And we got GTA 4. And we got Call of Duty 4. And now there's all the 5s coming out. We got GTA. Metal Gear Solid 5, GTA 5. What was the other one? There's not going to be a Call of Duty 5, I think.
No. Call of Duty 5 was, like, years ago. Call of Duty 5 was World of War.
Yeah, yeah.
But, what's another 5 coming out if there isn't? Persona 5?
You could say that.
Yeah. But, yeah. Oh, the funny thing about it is, you guys can't see it, but my copy of COD 4 says Game of the Year Edition on it. Nothing special about it. It's just a standard copy. Because I think in the US, the Game of the Year Edition came with like the one map pack they had. This doesn't.
It didn't even come with that?
No, I don't think so.
You got fucked hard on that.
Unless there's like a code in the book I haven't seen yet. But I've had this game for fucking 5 years.
If there's a code, it wouldn't be in the manual. It'd be on one of those little pull-out sheets.
Well, you know how sometimes...
What the
fuck? Well, that just came out. Oh, well. Not like I read this manual anyway. But you know how, like, sometimes they have the code on the back of the booklet?
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Maybe it's, like, hidden in those lines of freaking text.
Maybe it's not supposed to be a special edition. It's just telling you this game's fucking good. Which it was fucking good. It's one of my favorite Xbox games.
Well, you don't see, like, GTA 5 saying this game's incredible on the front of it.
Rush. Well, they don't have to, because they hyped it up to no belief.
And I believe that hype was worth it.
Yeah, it definitely was.
And GTA...
It's like, GTA 5 quickly became one of the best-selling games of all time.
It sold...
I think at this point it's like 32 million.
It made its money back before the game even came out.
Yeah, in pre-orders. So, you know, Rockstar, that's impressive. Rockstar knows how to make a game, man.
And they're doing, they got another game series coming out called, Agent? It's going to be like...
Oh, yeah, I've heard of Agent.
I'm actually looking forward to that. I mean, it's still, like, in the development phase.
Yeah, that's been in development for years.
I think it may actually be more like a Max Payne game than anything.
Max Payne kind of?
Yeah. Ooh, by the way, I would totally not mind another Max Payne game.
I've never played Max Payne, so I don't know.
Well, I have it if you want
to
try it.
Yeah, you got Max Payne 3. You brought it today, because he's at my house. We're not doing this over Skype, in case anyone was wondering. No one cares.
I mean, if I was over Skype, you'd probably notice the occasional lag.
Yeah. I see what you did there. Wink. You're a bitch.
I'm not a... itch.
Anyway, So yeah, I guess now we should talk about like the games we've been playing recently since the last episode. Because it has been a few months.
Oh, honestly, I'm going to be 100% honest, I've really been kind of slacking. I've been playing like the same 3 games.
I've been playing games I've already played, man.
I've been playing... I've mostly been playing GTA 5 due to my brother saving over my game 3 times. You fucking jackass. But that's a different story. And I've been playing that a lot. I've also been playing a lot of Lego Marvel Super Heroes.
I fucking wish.
Love that game.
I fucking wish I had Lego Marvel.
Because
that game's fucking awesome.
Oh, so much fun. It's, character overload.
Yeah. Like 150 characters or more?
Yeah, plus DLC characters.
Okay. Oh, fuck, there's DLC characters?
Oh, yeah. Jesus. Not many, like 10 at a time, but still a lot.
Jesus.
And, speaking of Jay's, Assassin's Creed 4.
Still haven't played it.
That's actually, it's better than number 3.
That's what I've heard. I've heard it's the best one, probably, next to 2.
Oh, no, number 2 will always be the best, yeah, in my opinion.
But, you know me, I never really cared about Assassin's Creed, because the first one kind of soured my taste for
it. Yeah, but once you play number 2, I think your opinion may change on that. Like, I remember the first one was quite shite, to be honest.
Yeah, it was... shit.
But then I played number 2 because, basically me with Assassin's Creed, the first one I got was Assassin's Creed 3, believe it or not, and in the matter of a couple weeks, due to all the editions being so cheap, I ended up pretty much having the entire series.
Yeah, I know. I noticed.
Yeah, so...
Because, like, the last time I was over, I think you had all of them.
I'm missing one, but...
Are you missing Revelations?
No.
Brotherhood?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I know, because I have, like, two copies of Revelations. I actually asked if you wanted one.
Yeah, but I already had one.
Yeah.
I have a digital, because my sister bought them all. She played Assassin's Creed 1 last summer, and I'm like, you're not going to like it, it's pretty terrible, and she's like, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
That's a matter of opinion, I guess.
A matter of opinion. To me, it just got way too repetitive.
It is. It's
literally the same thing over and over again.
They fixed all the problems with 2, though. 2, that was just like, okay, we fucked up, let's try this again and make it good, and 2 was arguably one of the best games. And then 3, which didn't even feel like it came out that long ago.
No, not really. It's hard to believe it's almost 2 years.
Fuck. Like, I can't believe Modern Warfare 3 will be 3 years old.
Wow. Shit. Wow. What's come out since then? Fucking Black Ops 2 and Ghosts.
Black Ops 2 is terrible. I have not played Ghosts, nor do I intend to.
Nope.
My brother has it. I will not play the game. We've got the other one coming out later on. That will probably...
This year.
Suck ass.
Yeah, probably.
Are you going to end up getting it?
No.
Your sister will.
No, she, the last COD we got was Modern Warfare 3.
Yeah.
She didn't bother with Black Ops 2 or Ghosts, so fuck it.
Black Ops 2 was really kind of boring, to be honest. Well, not boring, just like, what the fuck are you guys
Yeah, doing? mostly games I've been playing lately are games that I've already played before.
Yeah, but
because I got all those HD collections.
Yeah.
That's what I've been playing most of.
I've been meaning to get the Metal Gear Solid collection.
The Legacy collection?
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah, that's definitely a buy for us eventually. Well, yeah, I got that Ratchet & Clank collection. Loving the shit out of it.
That's like, awesome.
I remember I got it. I don't remember when I got it. It was, like, January, I think. It was around January I got it. And
early in the semester.
Along with Sly and Jack. And out of those three franchises, Ratchet was always my favorite. And I was like, okay, here's what I'm going to do. It has the original three games. I'm going to play through all of them again. And I just marathoned that shit.
Just like, fuck it.
I had such a good time.
Nice.
And then I started playing, so I beat Ratchet 1, and then I beat Going Commando, and then I beat Up Your Arsenal. And the thing with Ratchet games is, after you beat it one time, you can play it again in Challenge mode, which is basically New Game Plus, where everything is harder, but you get to keep all your weapons and money and gadgets and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
So I started playing Ratchet 1 again on Challenge mode, and I'm almost through it again.
Oh, God.
And it's funny because my friend...
I wouldn't do that.
It's funny, because my friend Shane lent me all these games.
What?
What?
Friend Shane?
Yes, I have a friend Shane. There's 2 of us. Fuck. But anyway.
Was he the one I met?
Yes.
Yeah, awesome.
Yeah. But, he lent me all these PS2 games that he grew up with, because I was like, hey, have you ever played Ratchet before? And he's like, no. And I'm like, okay, I just got the HD collection, I'm gonna lend you these games so you can play them. And he's like, okay, then let me lend you some games. So he lent me some games from his childhood that he really liked. And he's like, you should play these. And I'm like, okay. And he lent me a James Bond game that he was like, 007 Nightfire for PS2.
Is that the one where Sean Connery is actually the voice of James Bond?
I believe so.
Or is that from Russia with Love?
I don't know. But he lent me that, and he's like, this game is awesome. I think you'll love it. And I played it, and I really do like it. It's just I'm more into this, you know?
Yeah.
So
yeah,
unfortunately, I've been playing more Ratchet than I have been Nightfire, because like I love these games, and sure I like that game, but it's not something I grew up on, right?
The only Ratchet game I ever really played was Size Matters for the PSP.
I liked it. I played the PS2 version.
Yeah, it's probably not too different. It was fun, but
it was good. It wasn't the best, but it was good.
Yeah.
Then again, it wasn't Insomniac developing it.
Yeah, I heard about that.
It was High Impact. They also made Secret Agent Clank.
Yeah, which I also have.
You also have. Don't you have Daxter, too?
I love Daxter.
I want to play Daxter.
I played the shit out of Daxter.
I want to play Daxter.
I have not played my PSP in fucking years.
Can I take it?
I don't know.
Probably not. But, yeah. I wanted to play Daxter for years. It looks so fucking good.
Daxter was insanely well done. Like I haven't really played the other games. I know it's set between like 2 and 3 or something like that.
It's
Or 1 and 2, I can't remember.
No, it's set at the beginning, because at the beginning of Jack 2...
During an interval in the game,
yeah.
I know that, okay.
Yeah, because at the beginning of Jack 2, they go into, they teleport to Haven City from, Sandover Village, and then the Baron's guards kidnap Jack, and Daxter escapes.
And Daxter is set during that time period.
Yeah. And then because in Jack 2, it goes to 2 years into the future when Daxter helps Jack break out of prison. And Daxter's set in those 2 years that Jack was imprisoned.
Yep, and it's that game is a lot of fun.
Yeah, so it's basically one of those what-if scenarios. It's like, what was Daxter doing in those 2 years?
Fighting
and really,
bugs.
Really, he didn't do anything until like the last 2 weeks before.
Pretty much, he was just telling stories in a drunken bar. Then 2 weeks before, oh hey, let's do shit.
Yeah.
Which is how a lot of movies work, you know, we'll do something for so long, and like, okay, now there's a challenge coming, let's try and solve it.
Yeah. But, yeah, unfortunately, I've gotten into the habit of playing games I've already played before more than the games that my friend lent me.
I'm so guilty of that.
Nightfire's not very long, though. It has, like, 9 missions, and I beat, like, 4 in less than an hour.
Yeah.
So it's not a very long game at all.
Golden Knife, Doubles for N64 is longer.
I'm like fucking Ratchet, which is like 9 hours. Those games are surprisingly long.
Yeah. Yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah.
I've been meaning to try out the Sly Cooper games.
Oh, the Sly Cooper games are fucking awesome. Yeah. I remember, because I got the Sly Collection too, because Sly 1 is one of my favorite games. I beat it 100% in 4 hours.
Fuck.
Well, not necessarily 100% if you don't count the, Master Thief sprints, which is like time trials. I didn't do those, but I got all the collectibles and upgrades and all that, and I platinumed the game.
Nice.
I think it's one of the only games I've platinumed so far. If not the only.
Shit. What's the fastest time you've beaten a game?
20 minutes.
For me, it's hour and 14 minutes.
Ninja Bread Man.
No, it might have been an hour and 24 minutes for me. It was Metal Gear Solid, The Twin Snakes.
Really?
Yeah, I played that game so much, I got so good at it.
You gained the ability to speedrun through it?
Yep, and I even tried no-kill runs, which is basically I can tranquilize everybody and not kill them. Which you can do for some bosses. Some bosses you can't, though.
Yeah.
Try to get as less alerts as possible. But some are bullshit because some are required for gameplay, like for certain parts of the mission. So it still counts them at the end. I'm just like, fuck off.
Yeah, the, you talk for a second. My mom's texting me.
Okay. Talk. Business.
You fucking suck.
I suck.
Yeah, the fastest time I've ever beaten a game was like less than...
I don't suck.
Was less than half an hour.
Fuck.
Ninja Bread Man. Because that game fucking sucks.
Well, you know what? That's the kind of game that your grandmother who does, like, or a relative who does not really know video games that much... would give you go, this game looks amazing, you'd like it. And you go, oh, yeah, thank you.
Yeah. I remember my parents came back. I don't even remember what year it was. It was a long time ago. My parents came back from Walmart, and they were like, hey, we found a few games that we thought you might like. And, of course, they were bargaining games. One of them was Ninja Bread Man, and the other was, like, I don't remember the name of it, but it was, like, a monster truck racing game.
Don't tell me it was Action Girls Racing. I'm just joking, yeah.
I was going to say, is that real?
That's a real thing.
Wow.
It's done by the same guy as Ninja Bread Man, I think.
Ew.
Yeah.
Yeah. Man, what else do you want to talk about?
Sex.
Mm-hmm.
Later.
Well, yeah.
We'll do that later. Just kidding. You gotta remember, I literally just woke the fuck up like an hour ago, so...
Yeah.
I am dead fucking beat. No, 2 hours ago.
2 hours. Yeah, it's like 1 o'clock now.
Yeah, basically... You
know, I was up at 10:30.
I'm a late sleeper, man. But basically, ever since school started, I've been playing the same couple games. 3DS gaming, I'm doing okay, and I haven't really gotten any games recently. I got new Super Mario Bros. 2, which is surprisingly really short. Yeah, like, there's only about 6 main worlds and 2 bonus worlds.
Only 2 bonus worlds?
Yeah, usually there's... Traditionally, it's 8 for Mario games, right?
Yeah.
There's only, like, 2.
Hmm.
No, sorry, 6.
Yeah. There's usually 8 worlds, and then there's, like, anywhere from 4 to 8 bonus worlds. In the newer Mario games, at least.
I'm just gonna say that...
I've heard Mario 3D World is, like, insane with, like, the bonus worlds.
I heard there's, like,
5 or 6 of them.
I really want to try that game.
I know. I would buy a Wii U just for that game.
3D Land has a lot of bonus levels as well.
3D Land's fucking awesome.
I love 3D Land. There's the one level at the end when you 100% the entire game, like, get all the things you can get.
Mm-hmm.
And there's the one big level at the end that's, like, you know, the hardest level of the game. I've come to the conclusion that you don't win. You just get a little better each time.
Yeah, true enough.
You don't win. You just get a little better each time, as Cleveland Brown used to say.
Oh, Cleveland. Man, whatever happened to Cleveland Show? They canceled that shit.
They, you know what? That's I love King of the Hill. Like, I love that show to death. And they got rid of it to put the Cleveland Show on. 4 years later, the Cleveland Show bites the dust because people just don't want to watch it.
Well.
Surprise, surprise.
So wait, they canceled King of the Hill just to put Cleveland Show on the air?
Well, King of the Hill was kind of going down anyways.
Yeah, true enough.
Like, it was losing.
And then Mike Judge brought back Beavis and Butthead, which really I haven't heard anything about since they revived
it. It went for like a season. It was a very here and gone kind of thing.
Yeah. I really have not heard anything about Beavis and Butthead since they brought it back.
Yeah, it doesn't work in this day and age, because they're the most intelligent things on MTV.
Yeah. It's weird. It's ironic to hear that, like, Beavis and Butthead are the most intelligent things on MTV nowadays.
This is why I don't watch TV, honestly.
Yeah.
Like, I just got a TV in my room recently. I don't even have it hooked up to cable.
Yeah. There's not really anything on anymore.
I mean, I have it with the coaxial plugged in, so I get, like, the basic local shit.
The only thing I watch on TV anymore is wrestling. And Community once it comes back.
That's a good show, Community. Yeah. A couple of my classmates won't shut the fuck up about it, though.
Joe won't shut the fuck up about it.
So I should probably get into the show a little bit.
No, Joe's a bad influence. Because, it was like a month or two ago, he got into Community. And I swear to God, every day at the U, we would be sitting in the student center, because we had our own, like, area. We had a back corner with a couple couches where, like, our group would hang out.
Yeah.
And I swear to God, almost every day, Joe would be on his laptop watching Community.
Joe's always on his laptop
and
doing something.
And I'm like, okay, Joe, what's so great about Community? He's just like, it's fucking awesome. Just watch it.
It's a good show.
And then I remember the last day of exams, Joe and I had that class together, so we had that exam. And then it was our last exam. And we had the rest of the day to just, like, hang out, and he's like, dude, I think you should watch Community. I'm like, okay, let's watch Community. So we started from the beginning, and in that one day, we watched, like, 12 episodes. And I'm like, I need to get into Community now, because, like, it was fucking hilarious.
It's a good show. I mean, I'm not as into it as you guys are, apparently, but, like, I'll watch an episode and be like, oh, this is good.
I'm, like, super into it now. I'm just as bad as Joe. I'm almost done the current season. And, like, they had, because it's been on for 5 seasons, the 5th season just ended, they have seasons 1 through 4 on Netflix. I fucking marathon that shit. Like, every night for, like, anywhere from 4 to 6 hours, I would be watching Community on Netflix.
Oh, my God. Yeah, now that I have the DVD player in my room, I'm probably going to be powering through some TV series. I actually got the complete series of Trailer Park Boys.
Joe's a bad influence.
What?
Joe's a bad influence.
Oh, Joe. I thought you said the show was a bad
influence. No, Joe is a bad influence.
Yeah, it depends. I mean, I've met people who are much worse influences on me.
Yeah.
Joe's tame. Joe's pretty tame compared to the others.
Joe's a bad influence when it comes to, like, TV and music. Because then he shows me something, and then I'm like, fuck.
Me with music, I prefer to check it out on my own. Here's how I am with things. You know, if somebody keeps telling me to do something, like, try this, watch this, play this, I'll typically just be like, fuck this.
Yeah.
I prefer to check it out on my own and not have people tell me what to do.
Yeah.
I don't know, like, why I'm programmed that way, I just am.
Like, with my music, there's one of, like, 3 ways I find music. Either A, it's a band I already know and like. B, it's something I find on my own, I get into it. Or C, it's something Joe shows me.
Yeah, typically when people show me music, I don't care for it a lot. Actually, pretty much all the time, when people show me music, I don't really care for it a lot.
You know, Joe and I have a lot of the same tastes when it comes to music, so the stuff he shows me is usually really good.
I'm just the one in the group of us, I'm just the one that's just like, fuck this, yeah. YOLO.
He showed me Agalloch, and fuck, that band is awesome.
Eh, I didn't care for it.
He showed me, The Mantle. That one album.
Yeah, I listened to a bit of that, just not for me.
Well, that's okay. It was like...
You know me, I prefer movie soundtracks.
Yeah.
Because I'm a tool like that. But
it was like, it reminded me of The Mantle. It reminded me a lot of Redwoods. You remember Redwoods?
Yeah, you use that in almost every video we did in grade 12 media.
No, I only used it for that one.
Oh, yeah, right.
I only used it for the stop motion. That was my entire idea for the stop motion. I listened to that Like, because I was looking at new bands, because I was looking at progressive metal.
Yeah.
And I found Scale the Summit, which is a really good band, by the way, if you're into that sort of thing. And I was looking, okay. And I was like, okay, I'm going to look these guys up and see if they're, like, something that I'll like. So I just typed in Scale the Summit on YouTube, and the first thing that showed up was Redwoods. That was the first song I ever heard, and goddamn, it was a great way to start that
band. That is a good song.
Because I listened to it, and it just fucking took my breath away. Like,
take my breath away.
Shut up. But
and that's an obscure song from the 80s.
For it's you. Just it's just one of those. You know when you find a piece of music that's like so either engaging or captivating or beautiful in your mind that like you just get sucked into it? That was Redwoods for me. And I was like, I have to use this in something. And then the stop motion project came up and I'm like, And then I should
probably use this in my video.
Yeah, you know how Cassie gave us that list of themes?
I remember that.
Yeah, I saw, like, environmental, and I'm like, Redwoods.
And now back to Redwoods.
Yeah, so basically, Redwoods by Scale the Summit was such a good song, in my opinion, I based an entire production around it. That's how good of a fucking song that it was for me.
Fuck. It hurts to yawn because my throat's a little bit sore. So like,
yeah, it's a little hoarse. That's how it is when you wake up, right?
No. My throat's actually been kind of sore lately. Like,
oh.
Like, I'm fine, but just my throat's a little sore. So don't try to, like, deep throat me or anything. What the fuck did I just say?
Yeah.
Even I had to think about what I just said. I think school has literally fried my brain.
Yeah, probably.
I have literally just... one soundtrack trying to steer away from just mentioning deep throating, but one soundtrack that really kind of sucked me in was Lion King soundtrack.
Elton John.
Fucking Elton John, Hans Zimmer. Oh my god, just listening to the King of Pride rock theme. Oh, every time. That movie's going to be 20 this June.
Holy shit, it is.
Yeah, it came out in
1994.
Yeah, my brother remembers going to see it. This was back when, at the Devonshire Mall, this was back when the movie theater was not Cineplex, but were that Sports Check store is now. That used to be a movie theater.
Damn. We are going to see Spider-Man next week, right?
Fucking A, we are.
Your house?
Yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah. And actually, the pool might be open by then.
Yeah, our pool isn't open yet.
It'll be fucking cold, I'm warning you, but...
Hey, you have a heated pool, though.
That doesn't mean much.
Eh.
For, you know what, it better warm the fuck up real soon.
I mean, the weather has been so bipolar lately.
I mean, we all know we had the shittiest winter on record, but...
Yeah, it was like winter up until like sometime in March, and then it got warm and like really spring-like for like a couple days, and then another blizzard, and then it became spring for like a couple weeks, and now it's starting to cool down again.
Yeah, it's like, I've been wearing a sweatshirt outside, I'm just like, fuck this. Actually, I'm just going to check real quickly, see what it's going to be like for this week.
Let's see,
Shit.
Meh.
It's supposed to be nice tomorrow, but it's gonna rain. Fuck off. It's
supposed to be sunny on Friday.
Eh.
Oh, it's supposed to, like, sunny showers on Saturday? Eh. What the fuck?
You know what, we better have a nice summer or I will literally burn a school down.
Well then, that's interesting.
I'm kidding. As I said, Jane, school has fried my brain. I mean, you're going to watch me in older videos where I still have some shreds of my sanity left. I don't have any sanity left.
Yeah. School does that. Remember when we talked about games?
What are games?
I don't know.
I don't
know. Who are you?
What the fuck am I wearing?
Where the fuck are we?
Why am I wearing these clothes? I got to take them off.
Please don't.
Okay. Later?
No.
Please?
Never.
I mean,
never.
I know it is cold in this room, but like... Oh my god, I really have lost my sanity. Yeah. School has literally fried my brain.
Yeah, basically.
But,
we're just rambling at this point.
We have no freaking clue what we're talking about.
Nope.
A couple minutes ago, I was talking about the Lion King soundtrack, which I actually kind of want to play it right now.
I think we're good.
Oh.
Well, yeah, we're just rambling at this point. I think we should talk about one more game-related thing, and then we'll wrap this up.
I'm trying to
see, what's been going on lately? I have something I want to talk about. Did you hear about... Yeah, this. Did you hear about Borderlands?
I heard they're getting a prequel.
Yep.
That's all I know.
Yeah. There's a new Borderlands game coming out this fall. Borderlands the pre-sequel.
The pre-sequel.
It's a sequel to Borderlands. It's a sequel to Borderlands 1, but it's a prequel to Borderlands 2. See what they did there?
YOLO.
Yeah, but apparently it's supposed to be set before Borderlands 2, and it's supposed to follow how Handsome Jack became a villain.
Okay.
Basically, it's set on the moon of Pandora, and there's four new character classes, and they're all characters from previous Borderlands games. You get to play as Claptrap in the new one, and it's not going to be the same damn game again, like Call of Duty is. They're adding a lot of new elements and mechanics to it. There's this big element, obviously, because it's on the moon. There's going to be low gravity involved, and there's also oxygen involved. You have an O2 tank. You don't need it to breathe. That's the thing. You don't need the oxygen to actually survive on the moon. But basically, you have this new O2 tank, and you can loot oxygen tanks. And you can use the O2 for, like, special abilities. You can use it as, like, a jetpack, or you can use it as, like, a ground pound.
Okay.
And, like the weapons and, like the different weapon and grenade mods, you can add elemental effects onto those. It looks really cool, and obviously it's more Borderlands, so I'm gonna fucking play it.
Of course I know. Yeah, you wouldn't shut up about Borderlands all for grade 12.
It was basically my life.
Yeah, just sort of like, you know what, me with GTA was not much better, but at least I had the decency to kind of keep quiet about it. No offense, but...
Hey, I love you.
Wink. Wink.
But yeah, that's coming out. They haven't announced a release date, but it's gonna come out by the end of the year, and it looks really cool. And I'm gonna play as Claptrap, and I'm gonna have the time of my life.
I might give it a shot, but I don't know.
I think you're better. Joe just got into Borderlands, actually.
Ah, shit.
Because for his,
so now I don't have much of a choice, do I?
Yeah, because he just got he got in $100 prepaid Visa gift card.
Oh my god!
So he bought so on Steam he bought the Borderlands 1 Game of the Year edition for $30. So now he's playing it, and he's really into it now. So, yeah, you're pretty much left out at this point.
Yeah, that typically happens with me.
But, yeah,
you should make the title of this video, Riley Loses His Goddamn Mind.
I'm gonna name it something. I don't know what yet. But, yeah, Borderlands pre-sequel's coming out, and, I'm gonna fucking love it. They say it's bigger than Borderlands 1, but not as big as Borderlands 2. Borderlands 1, for me, was a 20-hour game, and Borderlands 2 was 40 hours.
So it'll be a 30-hour game.
So, approximately, this will be a 30-hour game. But, I mean,
it's
more Borderlands, so I don't even fucking care. And then DLC on top of that. I'm sold.
Yeah.
But yeah.
It'll be a good game.
Yeah, we're going on 50 minutes. I think it's... Unless you have anything else you want to talk about, I think it's time to wrap this up.
Oh, I don't have anything to talk about now, but I know I'll have something the instant we turn it off.
Yeah, basically. That's how it always is. So, yeah, welcome back to Bearded Banter. It's good to be back and talking about whatever the fuck we want.
Hopefully my sanity comes back
within
the next couple weeks.
So we hope you enjoyed this episode of Bearded Banter. We will see you next week. I am the Bearded One, and with me is Random Richard.
Sayonara, suckers.
We'll see you next time.
Just kidding. You guys are loyal viewers.
You guys are freaking beautiful. And we'll see you next time. Keep on gaming.